Okay, there was a technical problem, so we start again with the discussion of the virial equation at the end of page 4. So as we said, this is a sum over all pairs of interactions. And interactions may be of two types, particles which are very far away one from the other. The force is zero, and so there is no interactions. So this sum is effectively restricted to particles which are one close to the other. So in this case, the product is the product between a small number, the distance between the particles, times the force. So you see that here we only get, as far as the distance is, microscopic numbers, which was not true for the equation which we wrote at the beginning. Of course, this is true because we don't have external forces, because we have a homogeneous system. If we have external forces, this formula is not correct, and we have to apply the original formula in which there are distances qi, macroscopic qi, and is of course correct, because if you have an external, for instance, constant force, you expect contributions to the pressure which are really of the order of q times the constant external force. So you really have a macroscopic contribution to the pressure. So in this way, at page 5, we have the final result for the excess pressure, which is 1 over 3V, the average value of minus the sum over all pairs of particles of the distance ij multiplied by the derivative of V with respect to the same distance. This is the pressure, and it tells you that the excess pressure is due to the interaction between the different particles, as you expect. If there is no interaction, there is no excess pressure. This formula is the one which is used in Monte Carlo simulations. But of course, it's been derived in the canonical ensemble, but it's true in any ensemble, essentially, because all ensembles are equivalent. And so the calculation of any average value of a macroscopic quantity, macroscopic in the sense that it is a quantity which involves all particles, gives always the same result independently of the ensemble that you consider. So this type of equations which involve macroscopic observables, like the pressure, something that involves all particles of the system, can be computed obtaining exactly the same result in any ensemble. So here there is the proof that the same equation holds in the grand canonical ensemble. So we start from the definition of the grand canonical partition function. We replace the canonical partition function Q with e to minus beta f n vt, which is the Helmholtz free energy. And then we take the derivative with respect to the volume of the grand canonical partition function. The volume dependence is all included in the Helmholtz free energy. So we get an expression which is the derivative of the grand canonical partition function is minus beta, the sum over n of e to beta mu n times q, times the derivative of f respect to v. But we have already computed the derivative of f respect to v in our canonical calculation, because the pressure is minus df over dv. So minus df over dv is the ideal pressure, the ideal contribution, plus the excess contribution, which is written here explicitly. So we plug in the expression that we had derived in the canonical ensemble. In the expression, we plug this expression in the expression we had for the derivative respect to V of the grand canonical potential. And we get two contributions, one contribution which is due to the ideal part of the free energy, and the second contribution which is due to the excess part of the free energy. In the first one, beta and kT cancel. In the second one, note that Q and 1 over Q cancel. Now we reinterpret these two terms as average values over the grand canonical distribution. The grand canonical distribution is explicitly written in page 6, but it's nothing but the average with respect to the distribution, which is e to beta mu n e minus beta h, with the canonical, the product of the canonical e to minus beta h plus times e to beta mu n. And so we get nothing but the same expression that holds in the canonical ensemble, with the only difference that now we consider grand canonical averages. The second difference is, of course, that in the canonical ensemble, the ideal gas contribution is just nkt over v, and n, k, t, and v are all parameters in the system, or given numbers, while here n is replaced by the average value of n, because n is a fluctuating variable in the grand canonical ensemble. So we get exactly the same expression, we just replace quantities with grand canonical averages, and here it's written the grand canonical average. One final comment on the derivation, because in our canonical derivation, averages were averages with respect to the configurational partition function, but while here we consider averages with respect to the total partition function, so it also includes momenta. Of course, there is no difference between the two averages, simply because there is no momentum dependence in the virial, in the expression of the virial. So you can introduce or not introduce the momenta without any change. Essentially, in the last line, there is the full expression in which momenta are also present. But you may imagine then of doing the calculation of the integral over momenta. And of course, the result cancels with the analogous integral that you do once you replace q in front of it with 1 over z. So the integration over momenta between numerator and denominator, the denominator is the factor 1 over q, cancel one with the other. So taking derivative with respect to the configuration of partition function or the full partition function is exactly the same. In our derivation of the grand canonical average, of course, we're taking into account the full partition function.